Welcome to the SMG Health Podcast. I'm James Lampkin, and on this cast, we'll be discussing the impact of physical distance on our health during the pandemic. It's likely that you are either currently experiencing, or have previously experienced, or will soon be experiencing some restrictions on the distance you should keep from others, whether this be in a restaurant, on the street, or in your workplace. For many of us, this can be counterintuitive to our natural behaviour, especially the more social amongst us. SMG Health have 5 tips for handling social distancing during this time. Allow me to take you through those in the next few minutes. The first is understanding the difference between physical distancing and social distancing. While social distancing is often used as a synonym for being physically separated from others, we need not be socially isolated. We can remain social without being physically beside others in a room. We are somewhat lucky that the pandemic has struck at a time when technology is so advanced that we can still connect with others virtually anywhere in the world. Imagine if this pandemic had occurred in the 1980s and we had no internet to fall back upon for interaction. Stay socially active by making time and effort to phone your friends, have video calls with colleagues, or participate in virtual events. For example, my family is split across 5 different households, and we cannot go to see each other at the current time. But we religiously catch up online for trivia every Tuesday night to keep in touch and have an enjoyable social interaction without the need to be physically together. The second is to maintain perspective. We are lucky to live in a day and age where we're actually able to physically distance and practice good hygiene. For most of us, access to clean water, soap, or masks is not particularly difficult, and we should be grateful for that. The third is to turn your attention to what you can be doing, as opposed to what you can't be doing. It's easy to get caught up in the notion of what you'd like to be doing, but cannot due to particular restrictions in place. For example, you might be frustrated that you can't attend a football game or celebrate your birthday with a large group of friends, and it's perfectly normal to feel that frustration. Work out what you can do, what is available to you, and then work with that pool of ideas, rather than getting hung up on the things you cannot change or control. This will allow you to have a more positive outlook. The fourth is to focus on controlling your actions, rather than what others may or may not be doing. Physical distancing can be frustrating, especially if you see people flouting the rules. I live across the road from a park, and nearly every day I notice at least one person or a group of people breaking the current restrictions. This was initially quite frustrating, until I started to take more stock of how many people were doing the right thing. Once I brought these people into my view, it became apparent to me that many in the community were chipping in. In fact, the vast majority of people were great and doing absolutely the right thing. Make sure you keep to the guidelines for your area. Be aware of your surroundings and try not to get overly upset if you see others not doing the right thing. Take the high road and appreciate that you and many others are making a positive contribution at a difficult time under difficult circumstances. This is to be applauded. The final one is simply to remain positive. Consider the long-term benefits of your actions and the actions of others. A sacrifice today will have greater future benefits for yourself and your community. If you find you are struggling with physical distancing or any other matter, please feel free to contact the SMG Health EAP service for confidential counselling or coaching. Call us on 1800 273 865. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast from SMG Health. My name is James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in. SMG Health podcasts are written by a team of health professionals at SMG Health, including psychologists, nutrition and exercise professionals. If you have a question or concern relating to the content of a podcast, please call us on 1300 657 644 or via email on info@smghealth.com.au.